This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, it wasn't that long ago we were talking about fire season, but now it is wrapped up. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us, Kyle.
So it's amazing how quickly things wrapped up this year, although, and we'll talk about this in a bit, there's still always a potential for fires, as we saw earlier in the week. But this year was a little quieter than normal.
It was a lot more mild this year than last year and the years before, and thank God we needed that reprieve for our firefighters that have been out there.
So what about the actual length of the fire season? How long was it this year?
This year, it was a whopping 121 days. The start of fire season was June 24th, and we officially ended October 23rd.
So how does that compare to other years?
Last year, we were in season for about 140 days, give or take. So that's a 20-day difference. And last year, we saw 139 fires on the district.
So this year, what did we have in terms of fires?
Within the season, we saw 88 fires on the district that only burned 130 acres. In comparison to last year, during season, we burnt 7,355 acres.
So really, not anything big at all this year?
Not big, enough to keep our guys busy, enough to protect our county out there, and to give our first year some practice on some fires out there. But we didn't need to call in any more additional teams, so all in all, we see it as a success for the county.
It's interesting, after several years of pretty aggressive fires, a lot going on, and we certainly saw some other ones in other places this year. So talk about how things changed so quickly, because we went from, being in the 80s to here's fall, like in 2 days.
It was kind of crazy. We were watching the ERCs, or the data and indices that we look at to determine what our levels are at. And it was high in the 80s. And then all of a sudden we saw a drop in the weather changing. And that's why we went from a level two and then down to a level one extremely, and then out of season when those showers came in and gave us that inch and a half of rain that we needed to call the season.
And in fact, really, it changed almost quicker than you could write the press release.
Yeah, it was. And I had two prepared and ready. What are we going to do? And then when we got that official announcement that we were able to end season, we were all cheering and happy.
So after the season, does everybody take a little break?
Yeah, we have some people that are on breaks, taking vacations, catching up with family time. We just had a wedding last weekend, and we have another wedding coming up this weekend with two staff members. And so everybody's getting in their much-needed family time.
So what about how many staff did you have working during fire season?
This year, we had a total of 105 staff members. In comparison to normal years, we're usually at 120 to 125. So we were under 14 employees this year.
So was that just because of less fires, or is that just because of the staffing shortages that everybody seems to have?
It was most definitely because of the staffing shortages that everybody's facing right now and the limited labor pool. It impacted our fuels crews that we usually have out on the line, digging hand lines and stuff like that. But thankful to the coordination that we have with everybody in our neighboring districts and the contract crews that are out there. When we needed them, they were there. So we appreciate everybody's collaboration and assistance with protecting our county.
So what would you say to residents now? Because we're looking ahead, I mean, it's dry for a few days, but next week it looks like we've got about 7 days of wet possibilities. And, by then we're going to be into early November and all of that. But still, like we saw this week, you could still have fires.
You can still have fires. And I know everybody's excited to get out there and start burning the debris piles that they've been piling up throughout the summer. But we still want to remind everybody, you still need to dig a trail around that pile when you're burning. Make sure that you have at least a water source at hand and you're watching those piles as they burn, and do not leave them unattended. Don't go to the bathroom and think that everything's going to be okay and you come back and it's still a clean burn. That's when accidents happen. And so we just want everybody to realize that they don't want a fire to burn and be a cause to a natural wildland fire that maybe burns down the neighbor's house or something like that. So just pay attention.
Yeah, it's amazing how quickly those things change. And that even sometimes goes back into the whole thing with defensible space.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something that we are working on through this season too, is our FireWise communities out there. And we have teams out there that are starting with the fuel mitigation work. So if you're interested of learning more about what a FireWise community is, visit our website or give us a call at the office.
So now that fire season's over, what do you guys do during the fall and winter?
So we have teams that are out there, like I said, doing the fuels work, some in our FireWise communities, and that's helping them stay conditioned and helping with retention of our employees through the off season. We have other people that will start going out in our co-op programs, and they will start helping with some tree hauling and road maintenance, some snow plowing, and that's with them. Our cooperation that we have with private landowners and other county programs that we have out in the community.
Now, as you talk to other fire agencies, similar groups around the state, was it a slower season for a lot of people?
Actually, yeah, throughout the state, it was a slower season. We were cut down. I don't have the exact numbers in front of me, but by hundreds of thousands of acres less than what we've seen in the previous years throughout the state. So all in all, it was a successful year for the state.
All right. Anything else we want to let folks know about?
Just we want to thank everybody in the community for being supportive of DFPA and following the regulations throughout the season. We've really decreased our numbers this year. Our human caused fires are still at a high. So, but for those that are aware and paying attention and being responsible, we just want to say thank you.
All right. Rachel Pope from the Douglas Forest Protective Association. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.